my personal life kind of hit the skids, as it were, and you know, I ended up in a complete mess. And well, that was awful, and it kind of threatened to sort of destroy my life for a while. Once I came through it, I had this kind of wealth of stuff to write about. And I think one of the things for me is that I've realized in very recent times that actually being kind of open and sharing my thoughts and feelings with other human beings is actually really great and really helpful for me and hopefully for other people, you know. So I kind of took that impetus into the writing process, and as a result, the songs are, you know, they're about that that experience of being in a very dark place and coming out of it and everything that goes with that, which is, you know, repairing the relationships in my life, and, you know, also working on the relationship I have to myself. So yeah, there was a lot to talk about there, and I'm really proud of how personal it is, and I do hope that, you know, if there's anything that people take from the record, it's the idea that, you know, being kind of open and vulnerable is actually a really positive characteristic. It's funny because, yeah, I mean, people have said that to me. They said it's quite brave. But the thing was, I got so unwell with the sort of extent of my addiction that the only way to get better was to kind of, I suppose, be brave or to be very kind of vulnerable and share my sort of darknesses with other people, particularly with the therapist that I have been seeing for quite a long time now. And, you know, actually, when it came to writing the record, it didn't feel that difficult to be brave anymore because I'd already opened that door, you know. So now I just see it as a kind of a part of life, really, just to try and let people know what's going on.